KTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. Andrew Carrillo, 35, of Roswell, is accused of using methamphetamine outside of an elementary school in Roswell while armed with weapons. Carrillo pleaded not guilty to charges of possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, unlawful carrying of a deadly weapon on school premises, tampering with evidence, and possession and delivery or manufacture of drug paraphernalia, court records show. His trial date is set for December 17th. Ruidoso area officials want to remind residents of Lincoln and Otero counties and the Mescalero Apache Reservation they have until August 19th to apply for FEMA federal disaster assistance. And the private property debris removal program has begun, with crews removing fire debris from damaged properties. This program currently does not apply to flood debris removal. If you want to participate but have not yet completed the right of entry form, please visit the Disaster Recovery Center located at the Horton Complex, 237 Service Road in Ruidoso. The deadline for signing up for this program is also August 19th. Officials said the FEMA helpline 800-621-3362 is currently experiencing extremely high call volume, and those impacted by the South Fork and Salt fires and flooding should consider applying for assistance or checking the status of their application online or speak to a FEMA specialist in person at the DRC. Shuttle Ruidoso again received authorization through September of 2025 to continue providing trips through the New Mexico Department of Veteran Services. If you or someone you know is a registered New Mexico veteran needing transportation to a medical appointment, please call Connie or Veronica at 505-429-5906. And that's the way it is. For MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard.